Economists, business owners, and farmers gathered at the University of Montana today to discuss how tariffs are already impacting slim margins for Montana's agricultural producers. MTBR's Victoria Traxler has more.
In January, President Donald Trump began implementing a litany of tariffs on imports from foreign countries. Trump says U.S. trade agreements had become unfair to American companies. The move sparked a series of trade wars. Nonprofit Farmers for Free Trade organized the panel on what this means for Montana. Typically, Congress decides when and how to implement tariffs, except in matters of national security. Recent tariffs have all stemmed from the president. Tom Britz, owner of Glacier Hops Ranch in Whitefish, called that an
abdication of the throne, so to speak, abdication of their duty, and it's just nobody is standing up.
Britz and other panelists called on lawmakers to take back that authority. Many countries are taking retaliatory actions. Dan Finch is the vice president for a Global Way company. He says his largest importer, Canada, enacted retaliatory tariffs that are hurting his business and others.
Well, what has that done for those customers of ours in Canada? They said, well, we're not going to buy from you, we're going to buy from Australia.
Farmers for Free Trade reports Montana's importers paid $5 million in tariffs in May this year. That's five times more than in 2024. Exports of Montana-grown commodities like wheat, barley, and rapeseed declined by as much as 95%. Panelists agreed that in agriculture, margins are too slim for these losses. Vice President of Montana Grain Growers Association, Steve Sheffels.
Farms in the U.S. are in trouble.
He says even prior to the tariffs, farmers needed more support. Sheffels called for new trade agreements and congressional action. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.